5. One man has 2 hours to teach you English in a fun, practical, informative way. Do you have what it takes? Alberto Alonso in the show with No Name. No Name. Ladies and gentlemen, children of all ages, welcome one, welcome all to the show with No Name. And you're here with your DJ for today, your host with the most, your giddy Spanish name, Alberto Alonso.
Yes, welcome aboard, welcome aboard. That's right, it's time for the non-stop rocket ship to wherever you want to go. DJ Spanglish, tell them what it's called.
Who is a show with no name?
You know it, baby. It's time for the show with no name 2.0, and we are ready to rock your socks off as we do every day. And there, people are saying, huelga general. We say, juerga general. Eso no es mi chiste, es el de DJ Spanglish. No puedo decir que es mío. That's DJ Spanglish. Estamos de juerga general. That's right. We're having a huge party here today on the show with no name, as we do. And we're celebrating the fact that we're alive and kicking.
¿Y cómo es la expresión en español? Es parecida, ¿no? Pateando.
Pateando el trasero de alguien, ¿no?
Vivito y coleando.
Eso es. Alive and kicking. We are alive and kicking over here. And that's what we do. So we're celebrating life today. And, well, we hope you guys are here with us as well to learn some English, to have a good time. Now, we're here with your favorite DJ in the whole wide world. And his name is...
DJ Spanglish.
DJ Spanglish in the house. ¿Cómo estamos? ¿Cuánto tardaste en llegar aquí hoy, DJ Spanglish?
Pues la verdad es que poco, ¿eh?
Viniste en la limusina, ¿no?
Vine en la limusina.
Okay,
y la
te mandó
que...
Richard.
Sí, claro. Okay. Richard siempre nos cuida.
Es que aquí tenemos nivelazo. Aquí el presupuesto, no hay fin.
No, no se puede fallar. Si es que no, este programa no se puede fallar.
No. The show must go on, como dijo nuestro amigo Federico Mercurio, Freddie Mercury from Reina, from the group Queen. Bueno, pues tardaste nada. Yeah. Y yo tuve la suerte, I had the good luck of having the best, coolest chauffeur in the world, first taxi driver. So it was, I'm telling you, it's better than a limousine. In fact, you know, he bought a, no ha llegado todavía, but he's got a helicopter. Did you know that? ¿Sabías que, como él dice, pues, the show must go on, lo mismo, él tenía que hacer sus cosas hoy. Well, he said, pues, a mí no me va a parar. Ain't nobody gonna hold me down. Ain't nobody gonna break my stride. Es una canción. And he said, you know what? I'm gonna pull out the helicopter, the chopper taxi today, and that's what he's got. He's got the chopper taxi. He's now he's not in traffic because there is no traffic in the air. Okay, but he said he was picking up a few people on the way, and he was going to pick up some beers and other things like that for our juerga general. So he should be here shortly, first taxi driver. And I also wanted to say what's up to our new followers. Siempre me gusta saludar a la gente nueva because this is a family, and the family just keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger. Y lo veo porque los números siguen subiendo. So what's up to Carolina de Tomás, Nuria Castro, Coque Pérez, Mireia, I like your name, very cool. Cristina, Romy, Amon, Sergio Tomás, Cherry Love de Casa. I love your name too. Cherry Love. Ana CL, what's up? Ferbar, Axi Núñez, Rafael, Kaylee, lo tenía que decir. No, eso es su nombre. Lo tenía que decir. Enyufre, Jaume, Mary Pru, Cristian, Isabel, J. Hidalgo, Jordi, Pilar de Vera, Manuela, Antonio, Javier, Juan Carlos, Sofía, yeah. Okay, a lot of new people. Welcome aboard. Bienvenidos. We hope you guys are here. Now, remember, if you guys want to join the party, si queréis ser parte de la juerga general aquí en Show With No Name, podéis participar por Twitter también y recibir vocabulario y, bueno, observaciones en inglés y DJ Spanglish. ¿Cómo pueden hacer eso?
Tuiteanos, @IMAlbertoAlonso.
Yes, there it is. All right, well, I've got some awesome guests, and we're going to rap. I just surprised you guys. You guys didn't know that, but DJ Spanglish está buscando el rap ahora que hicimos cuando llegamos a 1,000 era, ¿no? Eso era
1,000.
Eso, llegar a, and I was thinking about it. On Twitter, we reached 1,000. It was around, not this September, last September. So in the year, we got over 6,000. So it's growing. And we wrote you guys a rap. But let me introduce my guests first because they're going to help me. No lo sabías. Yeah, I like to surprise you too. Not everything can be planned. This is like life. So you can plan some things and other things just happen. All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we love having her. She is the woman of our dreams. And it's always a pleasure to have her here. Please welcome Beatriz.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Very well, thank you.
All right, all right. Now, you came bearing gifts. Now, esto es bear es también llevando.
Llevar,
yeah. Sí. So you came bearing gifts, not only from you, but from Margarita, too. From,
yes.
So you guys are awesome, by the way. Thank you.
Yeah, but Margarita, she brought that from Mexico.
From Mexico. So it's really imported beer. Talk about imported.
Imported beer.
I didn't pick it up in a bar. So I've got beer. Now, I haven't cracked it open yet, guys. I'm not that much of an alcoholic. Well, maybe if I'm on vacation. Si estuviera de vacaciones, me lo pensaría con una tapa. But yeah, we're having now the Juerga General. Are you ready for this Juerga General?
Of course.
Now, taxi driver's bringing the strippers. He's bringing the beer. Don't worry, we got some male strippers. También tenemos hombres.
También, de todo.
Aquí, no, we don't discriminate.
I'm the only girl today.
Don't worry. Don't
worry
about
that. I'm surrounded by guys.
Oh, poor girl. Oh pobrecita.
Poor girl.
All right. So how have you been? How are things?
Oh, great. Thank you.
All right. Now, Beatriz, for our listeners who don't know you, you work with autoevolución,
yes.
Which is, in English, self-evolution.
Self-evolution.
Now, tell us, what is autoevolución? What is it?
But it's a method, a self-working method.
Okay.
You know, to improve yourself and to overcome the past negativities, mm-hmm. and to help you... with your new projects, to be the best of yourself.
Or we say to bring out the
best. To
bring out the best.
Yes.
And that's to live to your full potential.
Yes.
Because so many people are not living to their full potential.
Yes, I know.
You know, and it's sad because I see people with so much talent. That's why I'm always encouraging people, alentando la gente. I see people with so much talent, so much to offer, and they're selling themselves short. Están vendiendo, no sé cómo, por menos.
Yeah, but normally there are people, for example, the other day I was speaking with one of my students.
Okay.
And he's doing something, a very common mistake in life.
He's making mistakes.
A very common mistake, that is, all his ideas are always in his head.
Yeah,
but
it doesn't work. It's got to be, it's like your English. It can't just be in your head. It's got to be out.
Yeah, that's it. You have to feel something.
Sure.
About that idea and to do something in the world.
In action. Action
in
is
order
the key.
To, you know, in there is a law, is the law of cause and effect. You have to cause something to the universe.
Okay.
In order to receive something.
Sure.
If you don't do anything.
Well, you're not going to get anything back, are you?
Okay, that's it.
It's true. It's absolutely true. So you kind of, I always say this, I say, you get what you put into it.
That's it.
In any situation in life, you know, if you all my students who don't practice their English, I say, pues, ahí estás.
Yeah, if you don't act, you don't receive.
That's it.
That's
my father always said that to me. My father, you and my father would get along perfectly. And
when is he coming?
It's hard. I don't know. I'm not too sure when he's coming. I know that we'll get him on the show sooner or later, tarde o temprano. Great stuff. But he always said, because everyone says knowledge is power. Sabiduría es poder. No, action is power.
Action is power.
You can be the smartest man in the world, but if you never act on that.
You don't get anything.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, are you excited? First taxi driver está a punto de llegar. I don't know where he is, pero viene en helicóptero hoy. He's coming in a helicopter, como decimos, chopper. Por el sonido, es onomatopeya. So he's coming.
He's coming now.
Here he comes. First taxi driver coming on down into the studio. ¿Ves? Él dice, a mí no me va a parar ninguna huelga. Yo vengo en helicóptero. Wow, hay mucho viento. It's very windy in here.
Very windy.
Okay. Yep. Okay. Oh, my goodness. Oh, wow. All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, here he is. First taxi driver. Hello, how are you?
Wow, fine. It's not easy to get off this chopper, you know?
Yeah, man. Wow. So this is a cool chopper. I mean, I've seen a lot of choppers, but this is, it looks like a New York taxi. It's got the black and the yellow stripe.
Yes, I chose that color on purpose.
Now, what? Now, I'm telling you, I've seen a lot of choppers. But I've never seen one as cool. Tinted windows. I mean, dude, you're a pimp. Eres un chulo.
Yeah, it's unique, man. What do you think? What do you think about my chopper,
oh,
lady?
Incredible. No, Bea? I'm just writing down, you're a pimp. I didn't know about that expression. Eres un chulo.
Un chulo pimp.
Okay.
Y DJ Spanglish lo sabe, la canción de 50 Cent. I don't know what you heard about me, but I can't get a dollar out of me because I'm a mother in P-I-M-P. Ahí lo tienes. En contexto, 50 Cent, 50 céntimos. Well, taxi driver, pleasure to have you back here today on the show,
as always. It's my pleasure, man.
Thanks for bringing the strippers.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Esto es la leche.
Yeah, this is the milk.
What a difference. I brought chocolate cake and he brought
strippers. They're both edible. Los dos son comestibles.
Yes.
Right? They're both edible. That's my job, to make jokes in the moment. My jokes are horrible, but sometimes they work. A veces funciona los chistes. But yeah, right, strippers, cold beer, mm-hmm. I mean...
All we awesome. Need to have a great party here.
We've got that.
A great
Juerga general aquí on the show with no name. Qué bien. I'm having a great time. Now, awesome stuff. Well, guys, I wanted to thank you guys, first of all, because you guys are awesome guests, awesome listeners. You guys give me a lot of energy, and I try and give it mm-hmm. back to you, as we were just saying before. You get what you put into it. And you remember a while back we wrote a rap.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I kind of want you guys to help me out with it. Can you? We're gonna.
Of course.
Yeah. We're gonna do a little rap now. Now I know I didn't tell you about it, but we can improvise a bit.
Yeah.
You know? You want to do it?
Yes.
Porque yes. Porque
la música ya empieza. Así empieza la juerga general. Here we go.
Hail.
It's the show with no name.
T-Force.
It's the show. Is a shout out, so eat your heart out. All my peeps in Spain, loving show with no name. Mad love to DR, so close yet so far. It's the show with no name.
That's right.
It's the show with no name. Left my heart in Venezuela like a telenovela. Never been to Costa Rica, la tierra es muy chica. Big hugs to Peru, say what you gonna do. Puerto Rico, Isla del Encanto, sending mucho love. Y tanto, way down in Mexico. I said you know I gotta go, you know I gotta go. To my peeps in Colombia, I love every one of you. Forget about Chile, you know I get silly. Don't forget about Uruguay, Paraguay. Put your hands up, all the ladies, all the guys. All the way down in Argentina. Oh yeah, you know what I mean. I gotta get down to Brazil. Don't think I'll really ever get my fill. I'm sorry if I left anyone out, so I'm sending one big shout out. Peace.
Let's do it, ready? Dominican Republic.
Yeah.
Venezuela.
What's it called? It's the show with no name. It's the show.
For you guys, thank you so much
for
being there. Thank you so much. Oh man, now are we ready? Or is the party has the party started or what? Are we rocking or what? Okay.
Esto es la repera.
This is the repair.
The repair.
This is the repair. La repera. We miss you, Allison. Speaking of Allison, we want Allison back on the show. We want her back on the radio ASAP. As soon as possible.
As
that's
soon
right.
As possible.
We want her on the show. FYI. ¿Qué significa FYI?
FYI.
For your information.
Information. Oh.
FYI, okay. We want Allison on the show ASAP.
ASAP.
Oh, yeah, ASAP. Bueno, en inglés decimos ASAP. ASAP.
ASAP.
Entonces la A es como le decimos, the hard A. ASAP.
For your information.
All right, FYI. Well, guys, now I heard you guys talking at breakfast, and Bea likes to, she's really good at analyzing dreams. In fact, I haven't told you any of mine because I'm scared.
I know you're scared, but sometimes you'll have to do it.
Well, you know, I'm very honest with myself in life, so so a lot of my dreams are brutally honest. I guess. So all right, well, taxi driver was telling us. Can we want to start with taxi driver's dream? stream over here?
Of course.
Ya que estamos, we're here in the Juerga General. All right, so Taxi Driver had a dream, kind of like Martin Luther King Jr.
Yeah.
I have a dream that one day the children of America. All right, well, tell us, you want to tell us about your dream, and then we'll have Beatriz?
Yes, I prefer she says about it, because she knows.
She knows. You already told her about it. Now, dream, ¿cómo decimos soñé contigo anoche?
I dream of you.
No, about you.
Los dos.
Ah.
¿Qué queréis? ¿Los dos totally naked?
Yeah. Okay, dos totally
naked. Totally naked.
I dream of you, or I dreamt en pasado, or dreamed. De hecho, los dos se aceptan. Dreamed or dreamt. I dreamt about you, and I dreamt of you. Y los dos. Pero no decimos I dreamt with you, a no ser que estáis conectados a una máquina, estáis soñando. That's impossible. Bueno, es una película que vi de joven, donde conectan los sueños de la gente. But we never really say that, ever. So, all right, well, tell us about first Taxi Driver's crazy dream.
I think she dreamed that.
She or he?
He. You see, I'm on the roof of a skyscraper.
Okay, a skyscraper.
And the wind was so strong that makes the
building was
the
swaying.
The building was...
To sway is ir de un lado para otro.
To sway,
Yeah.
You know? So I told him that the wind symbolized the ideas.
Okay.
You know, general ideas. And if you... I asked him if he feels vulnerable in front of the ideas of the opinions of others.
Okay.
Because the wind is so strong. When the wind is strong, I mean, when the people is...
People are
making opinions about you, that affects you and makes you feel unbalanced. That's why the skyscraper was bending.
Swaying, because bend is más en medio, right? Mm-hmm. So to sway is movimiento, balanceo, oscilación.
To sway.
Yeah, but
sway.
I told her bend because, in fact...
Oh, it bent.
It almost bent.
Okay, so...
No?
Yeah, well, bend is como hacer un 90 degrees, así.
90 grados.
Yeah.
Almost.
Okay.
Sometimes almost reached.
Okay.
But the thing is, there is a little detail, is that you have a skyscraper. Skyscraper. That means that you have a lot of potential.
You always say that.
Yes, but it's true. I mean, if you are dreaming about, you know, a little house, that means that your ideas are little. I mean, they are not consistent. But you have a skyscraper.
Okay.
So that means that you must be more self-conscious.
Self-conscious, sure.
Self-conscious about your real potential.
Okay.
I think you're not.
You think I'm not?
I think you could be the next president.
Come on.
You're better than what we've got now, definitely.
Alberto, your opinion is really important for me. You think so?
I'm serious.
Maybe I...
You're a diplomat.
Maybe you need to work a little bit on your self-confidence. I mean, if you think your idea is good, don't bother about the opinions of others. Work on your ideas.
Don't worry, mejor, because don't bother. Yeah.
No, don't worry. Mm. Work on your ideas, build them up, and defend them. You know?
Okay.
It kind of reminds me of what Steve Jobs said in a speech.
It was a
Stanford speech. He goes, "Don't let the sound of others' opinions drown out your own."
Yes.
Todo el mundo tiene una opinión. We say in English, te voy a dar un poco basto, pero opinions are like assholes. Ojetes del culo. Mm-hmm. Okay, opinions are like assholes. Everyone's got one, and no one needs another one.
That's good.
I didn't write it. No,
that's
it's me. But
ahí
está. Okay. And a lot of times, it's good to get opinions from people, but sometimes those opinions can silence our opinions because they confuse us more than they actually help us sometimes.
Look, but something, you don't think that something happens that, for example, if I want to learn how to play football.
Yeah.
Ronaldo's opinion can be important for me.
Sure.
But
unless you're a culé.
But the opinion of somebody who don't know how to play football is not relevant.
It could be though, because then it's a fresh opinion. So it's not, this happened the other day. It's interesting because I agree with you where that you have to really look at where the advice or opinion's coming from. I'm not going to go to my doctor about snowboarding advice, for example.
That's what I was studying about.
But sometimes it gives you such a fresh opinion. Like I was talking about a TV show that I'm planning right now with Allison Lanthorn. And I told my friend who's an engineer, an aeronautical engineer, not a creative type at all.
No.
And I told him the idea and he came up with a brilliant idea because he was thinking outside of the box, which was interesting because I've always been of your opinion of saying the person has to be an expert or a specialist in this. But sometimes it's interesting to get an opinion from someone who doesn't have an opinion about it. So they're reacting on
but
pure...
But you're speaking about an engineer that that has, I mean, he's had well constructed.
But he's not a creative type. I never ask him for creative advice. And that was
but
like,
you know,
that's brilliant.
Hey, you know that there are a lot of engineers that are very creative?
Not this one.
I'm telling you about one.
So sometimes I agree with you. The most part, you really want to get advice from a good source, una buena fuente, no el presentador. But sometimes it's interesting to get an opinion from someone who has no idea. They're just kind of reacting on pure, you know, they're just reacting based on what they've heard. So they don't have any preconceived ideas or something like this about it. And it's interesting. It's like when you get an opinion of a child almost. You know, they don't have that, because when we're
preconceptions.
When we're adults, like, we have to think this way. We have to. So sometimes when you're working in something, you have this linear thinking. And sometimes, as we say in English, you have to think out of the box, which is.
To think out of the box. That's a good expression.
To think out of the box is, don't think what everybody else is thinking.
Yeah.
You know, it's difficult because it's hard.
Think out of the box.
It's muy americano. We've got out of the box ideas. We've got to think out of the box. Mm-hmm. Significa que rompiendo la esquema. And that's what was interesting about that, because we were both. In fact, I was with the director of the program I used to do, English on the Go. Era yo dos creativos y el ingeniero, and we were like, tío, that's brilliant.
Yeah, but you know, you're talking about. In this case, I think you're talking about a television show.
Yeah.
And. You know, everybody can be a spectator. I mean, you have a spectator.
Spectator.
You know, everybody has an opinion as an spectator.
As a spectator.
Yeah, a spectator.
That's what made it interesting. That's what made it interesting, because he wasn't thinking like the guy, like, I see this direct. He was just thinking, this is what I want to see. That's what made it great, because, you know, he doesn't have any experience with television, but he's watched TV shows like everybody.
That's it. But that's his experience.
But I never would have thought to ask him. That's the interesting thing is, he was the last person I would ask. Mm-hmm. And now I'm going to ask him more often. So you never know. But
hey, Fulanito, what do you think about that?
The bottom line is you have to be careful where you get opinions and information from, because everybody's a freaking expert. Lo veo on Twitter. I'm an expert in social media. He didn't 10 seguidores. I'm like, yeah, real expert. You're doing a good job. Good job. Keep up the good work. You know? So everybody's an expert. Como se dice en inglés, esto es una expresión. Everybody's an expert. So, you got to be careful. You got to be. So, taxi driver, you've got to live up to your full potential. And I agree. I mean, taxi drivers, he's got a great energy. He's great at bringing people together. You know, you're the king of the T-Force, man.
The king of the T-Force.
Dale ahí un T-Force ahí. Tenemos el T-Force.
T-Force.
There you go. You want what's up to the T-Force, everybody? Now, I see all your comments coming in, but we're going to read them after the break, because we're moving here with the Juerga
General.
All right, well, can you guys give me a hand?
Yes, of course.
You know how it works. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to a commercial break. We'll be back in 2 minutes with tons more Show With No Name 2.0. If I were you, I wouldn't even think of going anywhere.
Stick around!
Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to
the show with no name.
Ooh, wait.
Yeehaw. Can you do a long one like that? You're good at these. I want to hear taxi drivers yeehaw.
Okay. 1, 2, 3. Yeehaw.
Pero no me rompas el micro. Por
favor. No, es que cuando oí el... Digo, Spanglish no le va a gustar eso. Spanglish. All right, Bea, your turn. Danos un yeehaw.
Yeehaw.
Muy bien. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. ¿Te ha gustado o no?
Spanglish, ahora quiero, yeah. quiero uno de
Me
ti.
Me ha dado un... ¿Eso qué es?
Quiero uno de ti. Yeah.
Yeah. Ah. Esa ha sonado muy profesional. Muy
¡qué profesional. Bien, qué bien, hombre! Redneck Rodney está teniendo efecto en nosotros. Redneck Rodney is rubbing off on us, es la palabra. To rub off es empezar a tener efecto. Si yo paso mucho tiempo contigo, your behavior, your action will start to rub off on me.
Rub, yeah, rub.
To rub.
R-O-B.
R-U-B. Como frotar, like this, rub.
Ah, okay.
Rub. So to rub off on someone is tener efecto, tener influencia puede ser también. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, speaking of, we're on Twitter right now. We've got tons of comments coming in, tons of new followers, and this is awesome. So let's take a look. Let's see what people have to say. Bero says, "Good morning, Master." Double A, me encanta. Nacho Macho Man, que está en el estudio ahí al lado. Le ponemos un Nacho Macho Man. Vamos a cantarlo para Nacho. A ver si se viene aquí y se une a la juerga general. Lo tenemos.
Nacho Macho Man. I've got to be a Nacho Man.
Ahí está. Y dice, y DJ Spanglish, Bea and Javi, the sexiest taxi driver in the world.
Thank you, Bea. Make me feel.
This is Vero, Vero.
Vero.
Yeah. Vero. Well, how many fans do you have?
Oh.
You have a lot of female fans. That's what I'm telling you. You should be president. Mm-hmm. And she says, strike days suck. Well, I know you guys are saying huelga and stuff, but for me, it's a normal day. There's no difference for me. Felipe Sanz says, hi, master. How do you say poligonera in English? Eso lo miramos en...
Eso te la sé decir yo.
¿Cómo?
Eso te la sé decir yo.
Pero no lo digas ahora. Eso es para TGIF. Es el contenido donde tiene que ir.
Ok, vale.
Okay?
Vale.
Pero recuerda, me lo apuntas ahí.
Por, yo te digo lo que es.
Ok. Yeah, all right. ¿Qué más? Tris, también. Maggie Left says, I can't listen to you today, but I have a huge smile just knowing that you're having a blast. All right. Well, cool. Good stuff, Maggie. Pilar says, morning. I want to join you on the juerga, regardless of the fact that I'm sleep deprived. Que no ha dormido. Well, that's the idea, juerga. You don't sleep very much. You're out. Let's call it a day, says, very good morning, Alberto Alonso, first taxi driver, and everyone in the studio. I'll join the juerga general. Mwah! Over there. Peten says, good morning, fellas. I'm ready to enjoy the best show in the world. Of course, the show with no name. I love it. Fer says, ¿cómo se dice esquirol en inglés? Preguntamos a Alberto Alonso. Primero, no sé lo que... I want to explain esquirol. Something to you guys over here, because tú me haces a veces también. ¿Cómo se dice? I'm not a dictionary. I don't know everything. I'm just an entertainer slash teacher. I have no idea what that word means, man. Esquirol, alguien me echa una mano ahí.
Esquirol es el que no sigue la huelga.
Esquirol.
El que no sigue la huelga.
Well, es que mira, primero os voy a decir, existe una página que se llama Word Reference. Que funciona mejor que yo, porque le tienes en tu iPhone a todas horas. A mí
sí,
no me llames
no tengo,
a las 2 de la mañana,
no
te mato.
Cobertura, es que no tengo cobertura yo aquí.
Ok, well, esquirol is a scab. Ok, scab. S-C-A-B. So, esquirol. So, ¿cómo se dice esquirol? Preguntamos a Alberto Alonso. Yes, this is a scab. But next time, try word reference, man. I'm telling you, it works. Funciona. Roberto Esteban says, wow, in a chopper, you're awesome. Yeehaw!
Yeehaw!
Show
back.
With no name. let's see. Yara says, good morning, AA, T-Force, and everyone in the studio. You guys rock. Thank you very much. Raquel says, hi, everybody in the studio. TG, thank God you're not following the strike. Wish to be there to enjoy the juerga, as DJ Spanglish says. Yeah, my boss and my company told me, they didn't tell me that there was no work today, so I have to be here. And if I get fired, pues hay uno más en el paro.
Exacto.
So, sabes, if I get fired, that's not a good thing either. You understand? And then no more show with no name. ¿Te imaginas?
No, me imagino.
Okay, so I had to come today. Tenía que venir hoy. Yo tengo cosas que hacer. We've got work to do here. We've got English to teach. Roberto Esteban says, pero Spanglish, si tienes juerga todos los días, qué morro. Ahí lo tienes. Elena.
Algo de razón tiene.
Claro. Elena says, good morning, AA, and everyone in the studio. I'm thrilled to the bits because Bea and Javi are in the house today. Yeehaw! And she says, Q hand. Elena pone siempre muchos acronyms que yo no me las sé. Bueno, el hand is have a nice day. El otro, ni la idea. Pero buenos días. Good morning to you, Elena. And dale un totally native para el thrilled to bits. Me gusta ese ahí. Thrilled to bits. Estoy emocionadísima. Estoy muy contenta. We also say thrilled to the gills. Como los peces tienen gills de donde respiran. So if you're thrilled to the gills, estás thrilled, you're excited, you're real, you have a, you're very happy. Mari V, there she is. And she says, what if in your dream... No. Okay, well, we won't read that one. We'll read that one later on if we choose to do that. Juan Daniel, there he was. He was here with us yesterday. He says, yep, they're like assholes. And some of them stink. Las opiniones. Algunos son muy buenas. Morning show with no name. And he says, sick in bed, so exhausted from yesterday, but it was worth it. All right, Juan Daniel, we'll get well soon, buddy. Porpac says, good morning, everybody. Here I am tuning in to the show with no name. Come on, Alberto. It's Tuesday. It could be. It's not Tuesday. Is it Tuesday? No.
It's,
oh, what?
It's Wednesday.
No, no me quites un día. It's Wednesday. He says, it could be worse. It could be Monday. Today's Wednesday, Porpac. María Virginia, what's up, María? She says, yo prefiero la juerga general con Alberto Alonso a la huelga general. I love it, guys. We're starting a new movement.
Yeah.
We're going to start a new movement here. Mike in Amsterdam says, buenos días, AA and guests. I don't know if not working is going to fix Spain, but I love the place and wish only the best. That's right. Well, you know what I love about it? Everybody has the solution, but no one does. Everybody's like, oh, tenemos que... You guys have no idea. Sorry, no one. Ni tú, ni el político, nobody. So, es así. We got to figure something out. Tenemos que averiguarlo, pero... You know, work. We're talking about a big problem, and we're talking about putting a Band-Aid on it. Ponerle una tirita a un brazo que está a punto de caerse.
No.
Okay, that's not how we fix a problem. We fix a problem by going deep into the problem and finding out where...
That's it.
That's it.
You
okay?
Did it, yeah.
All right, well, we'll be back, folks. You know how this works. We're going to a commercial break. We'll be back in 2 minutes with tons more. Show with no name 2.0. If I were you, I wouldn't even think of going anywhere.
Stick around!
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening to...
It's the Show with No Name.
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 Show with No Name.
There it is for you, the Barbershop Quartet. All right, well, I think it's time for another dream. What do you think?
We've
got some other people sent in some dreams as well. Now,
yes.
Beatriz, with autoevolución, you know, a lot of our desires, our fears, our everything... is in our dreams because mm-hmm. it's our subconscious. Mm-hmm. It's what we're not aware of in our everyday life. So what Beatriz does is helps people analyze their dreams to analyze their lives.
What's happening inside them?
Sure. All right. Mm-hmm. What have you got for us?
And she is really good.
She's good at it. Yeah, yeah.
She's really good
absolutely.
At it.
That's another one that is a girl that she dreamt that with a washing machine. Con un bombo muy profundo. Y esto no lo sé traducir.
Bombo. I've never heard the word in Spanish.
The bombo is donde metes la ropa.
I don't know that though. Mm. Bass drum. Pues, significa muchas cosas.
Okay. Well, but I think everybody knows what I'm talking about. Okay, the clothes symbolize the patterns that you have.
Okay.
Okay? Because... in our subconscious, we have patterns of ideas, feelings, and emotions, and acts. So we call it pattern, at the same as we do the clothes with patterns. Mm-hmm. Okay. So normally, a washing machine, what it does is to clean the patterns. And if it is very profound, that means that she must do a profound cleaning of her patterns, of her inner patterns.
All right. So her thought process or...
Yes.
She's caught, maybe, atrapada en algún patrón que no le conviene, or she's...
I don't know, because the only thing, the only image that she sent me was this one.
Okay.
I'm sure that the dream was a little bit bigger, but I don't know.
Aquí dice bombo is a rotating drum.
Eso
caja
es.
Esférica o bombo. So rotating drum. ¿Ves?
That's
no,
it.
Un mil años no lo hubiera acertado yo eso.
I don't know, but you, normally the dreams they put inside some tips, algunas señales, algunas señales.
Yeah, signs.
Signs.
Se dice igual.
Of what does it mean? But I think is she has a capacity to do it. She has a capacity to do it.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
To do it in a profound way. I mean, you can. Is what you were telling about the Huelga before,
mm-hmm.
the strike. That you have to do a really profound work in, you know, in the country to build it up again.
Yeah, we got to go down to the surface.
Yes.
Yeah, we got to, I'm sorry, break the surface and go down to the core.
That's it.
Right. The core is, ¿cómo se dice? El core, el centro, el núcleo. Mm-hmm.
So yeah. I think she needs, or she's doing, or she's trying, or it depending on the dream, mm-hmm. to do a profound cleaning of her patterns.
Right. And I think everybody should do this from time to time, don't you think? To analyze your patterns, because sometimes patterns, we can get caught. Quedarnos atrapados en algunos patrones.
But you know what happened? You know, normally the people, you know, they accept, they, for example, they eat and they clean the washing.
They wash the dishes.
They wash the dishes.
Not me, you know.
Or they wash the teeth.
Brush your teeth, brush wash
your
the
teeth.
Dishes.
Yes, wash the teeth, they brush your teeth. But, you know, with the ideas and with the mind, we have to do the same thing. Every
right.
day we have to clean it.
Right.
About, to clean all that negative stuff,
yeah.
Mental stuff and emotional stuff. Because, you know, the next day, if you don't do that, the next day you'll have everything that, you know, that
yeah.
negative
yeah.
stuff.
Your soul is dirty.
Yeah,
yeah,
no, well, you know, we get, of course, life, nos amar, sometimes life makes us bitter because you turn on the news,
yeah.
la noticia que yo no veo, and it's just depressing. And it's mm-hmm. just like, problemas aquí, esto es en contra de tal, bombas aquí, and you're like, you're like, so you have to almost be selective with what you allow into your brain, too,
mm-hmm.
I think.
Yeah, agree. Mm-hmm.
You know, you have to be careful because if you're following, you know, what's happening in the world, it's not a positive thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I always fight every day. Everyone's like, you're so positive. It's a constant fight.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know, I don't just wake up positive. I try to be. Mm-hmm. And I try to program myself to be a positive person.
You know,
but it's not always easy.
I read in Twitter, you know, people, they write things incredible.
Well, you know why? Do you know why people write things on Twitter, incredible things on Twitter? Because they feel safe. Se
yeah.
sienten, no, estoy aquí detrás de mi iPhone y tal. Pero luego no te lo dicen a la cara.
Yes, yes, no, somebody wrote that I don't leave negative people to pisar.
To step on.
To step on your mind. I mean,
I don't one more time? Give me a word.
In Spanish, well, okay. No dejes que la gente entre en tu mente con los pies sucios. O sea,
okay,
que lo pisotee.
Right. Sure,
¿sabes?
Sure, got it. Yeah.
No sé muy bien cómo traducirlo. Don't leave.
No. Yeah, there's not really, it's an expression. It's a great expression.
No dejes
yeah, like
que
it.
Entre con los pies sucios. I mean, you have to protect
right.
your, you know, tu salud mental.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah, your mental health.
Your mental health.
Mm-hmm. And you know, something that I always catch myself, I'm like, I don't like negativity. Mm-hmm. No, eso es una frase negativa. I like positivity. So you can always give it a positive twist, right? Even the word, not like people say, never say never. Digo, lo acabas de decir dos veces. Nunca se dice nunca. So always say always.
Yes.
You just like people like to fight against, for example, their fears.
Yeah.
And why do you not work? You are proactive with your seguridad, your self assurance.
Okay.
And
yeah.
not with your fears. No?
Yeah. Well, I mean, the thing is, you've got to. Everybody's got positive and negatives in them.
Mm-hmm.
This is we're made of protons, neutrons, and electrons, and literally those are positive and negative charges.
Right.
So there is negativity, but again, if you fight and you reprogram, como dice mi padre, I mean, you reprogram your mind.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the same way you do with a language.
What are you used normally? What you're used to see negative patterns or positive patterns? You normally look at the world as a place with negativity.
Right.
Or you try to bring up the best of yourself.
To bring out the
out
best.
The
yeah.
best of yourself. Yeah. Or, you know, to give something good to the world.
Yeah.
And you will get back the same.
Yeah, that's karma. That's the way it works, guys.
Mm-hmm.
So the worst, though, is people who expect like they expect the world to do things for them.
No, no.
And it's like, no, it doesn't work like that. People are like, oh, you know, I never get anything. Well, what do you give?
That's the law of cause and effect.
Cause and effect.
You have to do something good to bring that.
Yes, absolutely. Besides, it generates, in my opinion, generates more happiness.
Yeah.
To give, to give. Than to receive.
Yeah, they always say that. Yeah, they say in English, it's better to give than receive.
Okay. And when you're giving, talking about oral sex, learn a lot.
Come on.
Come on. Hey, well, what am I thinking? What am I thinking always? A ver, tampoco lo escondo. All right. So now, how do you? This is something we've talked about in the past. How can you help people? Maybe just a quick tip on how they can remember their dreams and kind of interpret them themselves, you know, because maybe they can't contact you and they're like, I want to know what this means. What are some tricks to remembering your dreams and being able to understand them better? Maybe just a few simple tips.
Well, to remember your dreams is, I think it's easy. You have to visualize before going to sleep. You have to visualize that you remember your dream, that you write it down. And even you can ask your unconscious for an answer.
Right.
You want to know something? Ask to your unconscious.
Ask your unconscious. Sin el tú.
Ask your unconscious.
Yeah. Well, you say it's like, okay, what do I do about this situation? Yeah. And you can program your mind to dream about it.
But you know why? Because your unconscious, in your unconscious lies the 90% of the information that you need to get a good performance.
To make decisions.
To make decisions. Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
We only are aware of maybe 5 to 10%. The rest is unconscious. So maybe.
Right.
You know, even maybe you meet someone and you say, okay, this guy, it's okay, but I feel something that I don't understand. Okay, your unconscious is reading even his body language, how he's speaking, if he's really telling the truth.
The person's energy, really.
Yeah,
what
person's
you're reading,
energy. You know? And when you go to sleep, maybe you have a dream with that guy or that girl.
About her.
Mm-hmm. And your dreams will tell you the truth. What are their feelings?
Okay. Sure,
sure.
Okay, their real energy. Okay. Yes,
so
that's
don't
it.
Don't ignore your dreams. Your dreams are not just, you know, things that are there to entertain you.
No.
Or to scare you.
They are all the time telling you the truth about things. They are telling you what you really are, what you're really thinking.
It's your desires, your
it's
fears.
Like, it's like if you have an observer.
Okay.
An internal observer that is observing you all the time. What you're thinking, what your emotions, and what you're doing. And they say, okay, this is good, this is not good. You're doing a good job here. You're not doing a good job there.
Sure.
Okay. Maybe you have good ideas, but, you know, with dream. Your previous dream. Maybe you have good ideas, but you leave the others turn you down. That's what your dream was telling you.
Okay.
I mean... You're not aware that you're doing it in the moment, but your unconscious know what you're doing.
Sure.
All right. So, in your opinion, the unconscious is unconscious, not the word.
Or subconscious.
Subconscious is more powerful. Powerful than the.
Of course, it's more powerful.
By far.
By far, 90% of your power is in your unconscious.
So it's like what we were saying too about like fixing a problem. You can fix it on the surface,
or
you can go down to the root. La raíz, really fix it. Because if you fix something temporarily with a Band-Aid, right?
I know.
It's not going to fix the problem.
Sooner or later, we'll go again.
Yeah,
and
it'll start
again
bleeding
again.
So it's really, if you want to attack a problem or something that you're dealing with in your life, you got to look below the surface.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's where you'll find the root, what's causing the problem. Because, you know.
If not, you're all the time projecting outside.
You're always, mejor que, all the time, you're always.
You're always projecting outside what you have to do. That's when, for example, if your mind all the time is saying, okay,
is
why?
Always saying.
Is always saying, ¿por qué fulanito no hace esto y no hace lo otro? Is always criticism the outside. It's because you are doing something bad inside. You understand?
All right, I understand.
What? A tip.
Y qué sonrisa. Seguro que estás haciendo algo. Es que you're a little devil, too.
No, she teaches me a lot.
I think the best tip I can, offer is do with yourself exactly what you say that the others have to do.
Okay. Apply your advice to yourself.
As it. Mm-hmm. Apply your advice to yourself.
Eso lo tenemos que poner en Twitter later. Apply the advice you give to everyone else to yourself.
Yeah. As it.
Ah,
esa es bonita.
can I give a piece of advice?
Sure you can, okay. Of course.
People, get on with your unconscious.
Exactly. Llévate bien con ti mismo.
Claro.
All right, be in sync with yourself, you know? Mm. All right, well, guys, we're having a good time. I don't know about you guys. We're having fun. We're talking about some deep stuff here. But hey, what do we want to do in the end? We want to live up to our full potential, mm-hmm. right? You don't want to sell yourself short. We've got to give 110%. And in order to do that, you need to understand yourself. Mm-hmm. And yourself is not the surface. It's mm-hmm. There's so much more below it. All right, well, we've got to go to a commercial break, but next up we've got Natalia. She's coming to tell us about a new exciting project that we're releasing here with Vaughan, and we're really excited about it. It's fun. The kids are going to love it. Y padres, vais a aprender vosotros también. Yeah, así funciona esto. All right, well, guys, we'll be back in 2 minutes with the final half an hour of today's Show with No Name 2.0. If I were you, I wouldn't even think of going anywhere.
Stick around!
All right, bueno, we've got to go. Nos tenemos que ir. Se acabó el show aquí. La juerga general.
Oh.
Pero seguimos de juerga toda la semana porque mañana tenemos más programas.
Yay.
Drew Crosby ahora viene con Highways and Byways. Highways. Y Leila después. Vamos, don't touch the dial. Quédate con nosotros todo el día. Thank you very much to my guests. Muchas gracias
thank
a
you.
Mis invitados. You guys
my
are
pleasure.
Awesome. Thank you very much.
To you.
Bea from Auto Evolución, first taxi driver. So, hay otros, pero he's the first.
The first one.
The first one. And Natalia, one of the stars of Sing With Us, que sale este domingo 18 con El Mundo. 18 de noviembre 2012. Con El Mundo. Y 12 entregas. No sé, yo si tuviera hijos, estaría ahí el domingo. Bueno, a lo mejor lo pido directamente de la empresa. Voy a la,
no
al Bauman tienda.
¿No?
Pero en cualquier kiosco puedes encontrar este domingo 18 con El Mundo. Sing With Us. Enhorabuena. Congratulations. Va a ser un exitazo.
We're very happy about it. Yes.
Awesome, awesome. Muchas gracias a DJ Spanglish y el equipo. Muchísimas gracias, chicos y oyentes. Sin vosotros no es un show. Estoy hablando yo solo. So thank you so much to the listeners. Y aquí os dejo con un consejo. Yeah, me pones ahí la musiquilla. Basado en el vocabulario. In life, it's not good to bottle things up. Whatever it may be. Energy, anger, sadness. You may be able to control it for a while, but sooner or later, that pent-up emotion will get the best of you and you will explode. Ahí lo tenéis, okay? Mm-hmm. All right, well, thank you so much, guys. We'll be back tomorrow with more Show With No Name 2.0. I promise. Bye-bye!